Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
We want to flow on a little bit this morning with our input, thoughts, scriptures, impartation. This morning's going to be an impartation. You might be wondering what that means, but it's already kind of happened. When you came in the room, something that God has already presented here, God has already begun to touch our thinking a little bit, change our hearts a little bit, and change our bodies a little bit just because he's in the room. So I don't know what kind of voices or what kind of messages or what kind of conversations you had when you woke up this morning and you broke the spirit of duvet. Hallelujah. Do you know, that was a really powerful one to do. It's that something on the inside of you arises and it's like, it's Sunday and you have a choice to make. Shall I arise and shine or not? Or shall I just snuggle under and the spirit of duvet wins? We won't ask for a show of hands in case some people are embarrassed. But there is a kind of a conversation that goes on between our ears. Have you experienced that? Anybody not experienced? Okay, no, I won't ask that one either. So we kind of listen to various voices, and I probably would guess that for most people in the room, and most of the kids and most of the young people at Rothy, before we've even arrived here on the dot at 10:30, I thought I'd throw that one out, as we've arrived at 10:29, ready, pumped up, expectant. Okay. We've probably had about 2,000 conversations in our head already. Okay. You know, what are we going to wear? Unless you're a bloke, in which case, just wear what's clean. when my eldest was in his teens, he reckoned he could wear his T-shirt 4 days. Wear it front, back, inside out, front, inside out, back. I think that was great. I mean, I never did that. I never encouraged him in that. But maybe we've all had loads of conversations in our head. Maybe we've kind of got ourselves ready. We kind of look good. How many of you know that actually you don't need to do that much to look good to God? He already thinks you're L'Oreal. He already thinks you're worth... I've got to explain the jokes. It's rubbish. He already thinks you're worth it. Okay. Oh, come on, just keep up, because I've been introduced to someone that's got a sense of humour, and I'm really trying to find it. And on my journey, I'm trying to find yours as well. Is that all right? So somewhere inside of you is a funny button, and I'm trying to find it and tweak it a little bit, and then suddenly, kapow, God's going to say something. Thank you. Two of us are going to have a great morning. The rest of you, I really don't know what you're here for. Hallelujah. But... We've arrived and probably already have loads of conversations, and the result of these conversations in our head, certain attitudes or aspects of our lifestyle have been changed and affected, or maybe that's just me. Who laughed then? Stop it. Maybe that's just me, because you were made to listen to a voice. You were created, the Bible says, and this is one of the scriptures that somebody over here couldn't remember, but I couldn't remember who couldn't remember, but it's... It's Laura, right? We were created to listen to a voice. You were created, I was created, to actually do what we're told. Now, you do that on a parenting course and see what happens. Room full of young people. You were told to do what you're told. Yeah, right. Okay. But actually, everybody in this room, all of your friends, all of your work colleagues, all of your kids, all of your parents, we were all born primarily to do what we were told. The question isn't that. The question is, who's telling us what to do? Is that okay? Do you understand what I'm saying, where I'm coming from here? Can I just suggest that the Bible encourages me to believe, and can I encourage you to believe, that it actually was God's voice that is supposed to do the telling? It's the voice of God, which is always right. It's always in the right setting. It's always in the right season. God doesn't get affected by what you wear or not. Or the weather, or whether we've won a game or not, or whether we've succeeded or not, or whether we've grown big enough or not. But actually, God's voice comes out of God's heart and out of his own character. So the voice of God is always going to be true. It's always going to be pure. It's always going to be right. How many of you know that in this room, there's probably 250 people here, and the only person in this room that is right all the time is God? Now, you might have just had another conversation thinking, actually, I'm right sometimes. Nil point. Start again. Do not pass go. Do not collect £200. Or is it euros? Whatever it is. But the voice of God, right from before creation, was the benchmark. Remember, those of you that kind of read your Bibles a bit, if you don't know where the book of Genesis is, find the index. All right? That's what the index is in there. In the index. But right at the beginning of time, when there was just a load of space and there was just a load of shapelessness, the voice of God came forth and said, let there be. Can I just suggest that God's voice is always wanting to say, let there be something? Can I suggest that even this morning when we woke up, the voice of God was saying, let there be a good attitude in the house this morning. Let there be joy in your kitchen this morning. Let there be a good attitude towards others in your home this morning. Something like that, I suspect God was saying to some of us. Let us not be late for church. Everybody laughing is on time. Those of you that are feeling a bit embarrassed, put your clock forward 15 minutes. Hallelujah. But the voice of God is key to how we can be living in the life of God. Remember, this is the third of several deliberate sessions on how do we live spiritual lives here on earth. We've got to be born of the Spirit. How many of you are born of the Spirit? Yes. Then we need to be led or follow the prompting or the moving of the Holy Spirit. What a great couple of messages that was. If you haven't heard those, here's a voice. It's not the voice of the mission, it's the voice of the Lord just encouraging you. Listen to these two messages again. Because there's a flow and a theme of the voice of God through every message. And I trust by the grace of God this one. Mate, it's you and me. Anyway, I trust by the grace of God this one. So the first one was being born of the Spirit that made you with kingdom potential. Turn to that person next to you and say, you've got kingdom potential. Now, there's a funny thing just happened. Did you notice? You've just done what you were told. For some of us, it might have been the first time all day we've done what we're told. But we've just done what we're told. In other words, we listened to a voice, we translated it in our current, and we did something with it. But we all listen to the voice of God. I'm not saying I'm God, but it's an analogy. The second message that we have is about being led by the Spirit, this new lifestyle and this new order. It's kingdom principles. What is the kingdom principle? God says something, the Holy Spirit does it. God says something, the Holy Spirit creates it. God says something, the Holy Spirit forms it and shapes it, if you like. It may be for some of our experience of the voice of the Lord, and I'm only suggesting this because I'm not here to judge anybody, maybe one of the greatest voices that we hear and respond to actually is our own. Gwen, good life group leader. Come on, support. Hallelujah. Maybe sometimes the loudest voice is the one we listen to most. And maybe, just maybe this morning, we had loads of options to listen to the voice of the Lord and do it, but actually we chose an alternative voice. Now, please, I'm not saying we're a bunch of schizophrenics here. Or am I? But can I just suggest that maybe we live in and out of God's potential sometimes? Now, personally, as someone that spent 30 years trying to train people, invest people, just talk with people, I don't like that word potential. Because what I believe that can say is that in you, one day, you're going to do something really great. Well, can I just suggest to you that the voice of the Spirit right now is saying, this is your day to do something great. Can I suggest that the voice of the Lord is, actually, you can do something great, just do the last thing I said. I don't believe that we have to wait for a rainy day to do great stuff. I believe the voice of the Lord, the prompting of the voice of the Holy Spirit is saying, actually, today, you can arise and be great in me if you just follow me. And if we listen to that, I believe we begin to move out of our potential. We don't just live with potential. I believe the voice of God is put into our spirit. It's our key barometer. It's our key standard so that potential of kingdom life can come out of us very naturally. God is our greatest champion. Jesus is our greatest promoter. The Holy Spirit is our greatest reality. All of these three aspects of God will speak all the same kind of things to you and to me, but usually it's not the same things we might say to you and me. So this morning, God would say, this is your day. I'm going to meet with you today. I want to change your life today. I want to use you incredibly today. I want to flow through you today. Something like that would be something like the voice is saying. Or we might have just heard, well, I feel rubbish today. Sunday's not my best day. It's when I get locked in a room with a load of strange people. And that's just the leadership team saying that, so we repent right now, hallelujah. It might be, oh, whatever, you know, I've got to get, you know, kids ready and they don't want to go and, you know, I give in and I don't want to go. Or maybe it's a kid saying, come, and I don't want... We have conversations, or maybe, you know, I come to church on my own and I leave on my own, and, you know, am I just an on my own person? The voices that you listen to the most will define who you are the strongest. The voices that you lock into will define who you are the greatest. It may be there's some people in the room that for you Sunday's a real challenge because you come in on your own, you leave on your own. And you don't understand that actually God's saying you're part of a massive family. God loves you. The house loves you. They think you're great because God thinks you're great. It may be that you just come in to make space and you just fill up some room. But the voice of the Holy Spirit is saying, actually, I'm going to release some stuff from you today. I'm going to flow from you today if you follow me. But the end result is we do what the strongest voice that we listen to tells us to do. Even now, right now, some of you are having a conversation. Maybe it's, when's he going to shut up? I'm only saying it so that you don't have to feel embarrassed. Is that okay? Because I'm secure. I know where the trapdoor in the stage is and I know where the button is that he's got. It may be... Mark, you're brilliant, you are. It may be that for some of you, you might be sitting there thinking, what's this got to do with me? I don't know, you're here. Don't put your responsibility to listen to the voice of the Lord on me. If you're here, it's because somehow you got here. Now, whether you know Jesus or not, we can talk about that in a minute, but somehow you're in the room. You might have thought you're coming to the cinema. Maybe you're wondering where the popcorn is. I really don't know. But either way, you're in the room. So somehow, some way, you followed the voice of the Spirit. You followed the Holy Ghost. Somehow you followed what God is saying. Praise God. So we can do what God is saying. The question is that while we're here, what does God want to do? I've only asked myself that question because nobody out there asked that one. I'm asking that myself. So we've all listened to maybe TV, radio this morning, maybe iPlayer, iPhone, iPad, iTune. I really shouldn't have one with I in it, but that's fine. MP3, home life, our journey, maybe a conversation in the car, maybe the students coming over on the bus. It was nitta natta, nitta natta. Wheels on the bus go round and round. Students on the bus go natta natta natta. But can I just suggest to you that the voice of the Spirit within you, we've got to maintain an integrity around that. Can I just suggest to you that the voice of the Spirit is pure, holy, right, wise. The voice of the Spirit is sometimes quiet, sometimes not quiet, but is always victorious. That the voice of the Holy Spirit is always lifting, never pushing down. In your own personal realm, the Holy Spirit becomes the platform for greatness, not a ceiling for lowliness. The Holy Spirit speaks to you if you're alive. Let's just look at one scripture on our journey here. It says, whoever belongs, this is in John chapter 8, verse 47. The word here, this is Jesus saying, whoever belongs to God hears what God says. I think that's brilliant. However, it doesn't mean we're going to do anything. Just means we have now the potential to hear what God says. Then there's a full stop because there's a contrasting condition. And maybe this is more true for some of you in the room, I don't know. The reason that you do not hear is because you do not belong to God. It may be that your world, your lifestyle is just moved because of fashion, trend, feeling, fear. I don't know what the voice is that you listen to. Well, all I do know is God has set you up, set me up with the possibility that I can belong to God and I can hear the voice of God because it's in my spirit. That's all I'm saying, is that God has set up my life, your life, whoever's in this room, your life today, you can hear the voice of God inside of your life. Now, the challenge for most of us is because we're really used to hearing loads of voices, as I mentioned already. You know, you've got a pain in your finger, which sometimes we think, well, I rather than I've got a pain, I am a pain. Maybe sometimes we think, you know, I've got this disease, it's mine. No, it isn't. You're only borrowing it. Give it back. Maybe you've got a lack in your bank balance and you think you're poverty stricken. Well, let me tell you, the voice of the Lord is not going to say, yeah, you're poverty stricken. You can say, come on, I've made you rich in every way. Amen. Listen to me. Don't listen to the numbers on a sheet. Don't listen to the red marks on your bank balance. The voice of the Spirit is saying, I'm prospering you. Want you to be rich. I've made you rich. How can we kind of log in to what actually is the voice of God? Well, it's really simple. You've probably got about 20 gazillion words here. I just made that word up. But just pause. There are some new words that have been made up in the English language. Like a quadrazillion. You know that, don't you? Okay. The problem I have with that is most of these words have come up to describe an amount of debt. Now, I like the use of the words, but not in a debt setting. So I'm going to use that word quadrazillion in blessing setting. So the voice of finance might be saying to you, you've got too many zeros. In fact, maybe it's just all zeros with a minus in front. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's the wrong side. But God is saying, actually, I'm blessing you. I want you to be rich. If you sow, you reap. If you give, you won't end up with less. You'll end up with more. Do you understand that? So I like to use these big, long words, quadrazillion, in terms of this is the amount of grace that God wants me to live in today. It's not because of a debt issue. It's because of God's voice of blessing and life issue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it goes on in another scripture that when we're united, when we're locked in, when we're together, this says this in 1 Corinthians, with the Lord. In other words, I've made a decision in 1986 that Jesus is now going to be my personal Lord. He's in charge and he's also my Savior. He's going to change my life and give me a new one, and he's going to cause me to live in that new one newer every day. So he's my Lord. He tells me what to do. He's my voice. He's my primary voice, but I still need to do what he's telling me to do. It is not do this, do that, do this, do that, and then I just do this and do that. No, I'm going to choose to listen to the voice of God, because there's too many other voices going on in my head and in my body and in my feelings that might want me to miss it. So I need to find out, okay, how does God speak? What does God say? How can I tune in to what God's voice sounds like? Would it be helpful to know that, do you think? Now, you might be sitting there thinking, actually, I already know how to listen to the voice of the Lord, which is great, because we're just going to mention that for a moment. But what I think the voice of God is about doing what he says, not just hearing what he says. So in your row, let's say there's five or six people on your road. I'll just give you an example of what this could look like. You might think the voice of the Lord is saying to person in seat one, be happy, because I want you to be happy. In the second seat, be miserable, because you feel miserable. In the third seat, arc at them. Don't be like them. Maybe in the fourth seat, be like the person on the stage or not, okay? In the fifth seat, just do what you want. So in one row of five people, you can have five different conversations going on. Right now, at this moment in time, as the body of Christ, there's only one conversation going on. Let's not bring in our personal voice preferences or our feeling preferences into the life of church, because God is not saying 250 things to us as church. He's just saying a few things to us as church. My choice is, how do I download what God is saying to us into me? So there's two areas where we must connect with the voice of God. One is in our personal world. And those who belong to God hear God's voice. I think that's awesome. When you begin to step back from this voice potential, this voice created everything. There are millions of scientists spent quadrazillions of pounds trying to work out how it all started. Read the Bible. God spoke. Boom! There was a big bang. God spoke. Kaboom! It kind of happened. I believe in the Big Bang Theory. Because the voice of God breaks silence. The voice of God breaks restriction. The voice of God breaks limits. The voice of God breaks formal. The voice of God breaks patterns of thinking and feeling. I wonder whether maybe some of us in the room, we listen too much to our own feelings, our own soul. The Holy Spirit is not interested in telling your soul anything. But everybody else in the room might be. Holy Spirit is not interested in telling your soul anything at all, but the newspapers are. TV is. Radio is. Sometimes what we see in the mirror looking back at us does. There's one honest person in the room apart from me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But our soul, your physical, your will, your emotions, want to tell you all kinds of stuff. But the voice of God is just going to tell you his stuff. Whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit, it says in 1 Corinthians. I'm so excited that in my own spirit life, is that being married to my wife, we've been married 30 years this year, and I wasn't saved in the first few years of that. You've probably heard some of that story. But since I gave my life to Jesus, since I became someone who belonged to God, and now hears the voice of God, I don't know what a marriage outside of being a Christian is like. I see it. I know that they're out there. I meet loads of people that are. But my formula of marriage is I'm hearing the voice of God within my marriage life. I want to listen to what he's telling me to do, but also how he's telling me to do it. And there are some mornings you might be surprised. This might rock your boat a little bit. There are some mornings when I wake up and I'm grumpy for about 30 seconds. Okay, 40. But what my journey is, if I'm just going to talk, I have to do this. My choice is this. I get up, I tell myself two things. One is you're still alive. Secondly, then live for God. That's it. If you wake up, you can guarantee the first bit's right. I'm alive. Now, some of you might need to convince yourself. You might need to whatever. But you know that's true. You're alive. Then the second voice, the second response to the voice of God is, I'm going to live for God. That takes me just a few seconds and it's that long. Hallelujah. You can all do that. If you know Jesus Christ, if you are someone who belongs to God, then you can hear God say to you, come on, you're alive in me. I want to use you today. I'm going to speak to you today. I'm going to speak through you today. It's a buzz. So we've had like 25 years of marriage where right at the center has been God. What are you saying? I know what the world's saying. I know what sometimes my feelings tell me. I know what other people in marriage tell me. But God, what are you saying to us? And I want to do what you're saying to us. So yes, I hear it, but I now need the help to do it. Which is why we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. Is this making some sense to anybody?
Yes.
Michelle. Is that Michelle? Sorry, I couldn't see. It's a bit dark, haven't you? That is Ian you're cuddling, right? Okay, that's all right then. Just check. I can't see. No. Very good. Now, we were... Again, you've all just done what you were told. Well, most of you didn't turn around. For those of you who didn't turn around, there was a big sign up there. I thought it said clap. That one says laugh. I did say that I needed those up here, right? Okay, never mind. So in our personal world, if we know God, we can hear the voice of God. But there are other voices. I'll just talk about a couple of them. Our own ideas. Our own experience. Our own preferences will form a voice. Our own choices are sometimes based on those voices. What we like or don't like, what we prefer or we don't prefer, they all can form voices, and those voices tell us what to do. It's all gone quiet now. In your personal world, can I suggest that we give as much time to this voice as your sometimes in quote feeling voice? Because this says about this, that this is the greatest healing medicine, identity forming medicine. This is the greatest voice on childcare, marriage care, how you deal with divorce, separation, how you deal with losing a family member. This here is the voice of God written down so that really simple people like us can understand really what God means. Aren't you happy that God's, who's very bright, that is the biggest understatement you might hear today, that God, who is very bright, has put his voice into a format so we can hear it. Now, even if you can't read, even if you can't read, even if you can't see, this is still the voice of God, and there are loads and loads of other ways of hearing it. This is why I think in this kind of setting, it's important for all of us, and I know you're all attentive, you're looking at me, it's great, I don't know why, but anyway, everybody's here, is that we're all hearing the same thing. Because sometimes when we come in with our own conversations, our own journey experience, is that we think God is saying to all of us what God is saying to me. And how many of you know that actually usually that isn't the case? Usually I bring into the room my conversation with God, but I need to submit it and yield it to the bigger one. I need to give my voice, my response, my reaction sometimes to what I'm personally hearing to God. I've just got to park that for a minute because God's saying something to all of us. Quite often in the personal realm, there's something happening there. Quite often in the personal realm is God will tell you something which he doesn't want to happen. There is something maybe we need to respond in prayer. Maybe we need to respond by having a conversation with people, which is why this tells us when we've got something in our personal world and we think this is the word of the Lord, if it really, 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 really is, God can relate it to someone. God says, let's reason about this. Let's have a conversation. Now, how many of you know if we're really, 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 really led by the Holy Spirit, we really want to hear what God is saying, not our take on it. Now, that's something inherent in our soul, which is why the Holy Spirit doesn't speak to our soul. Because if you, again, look at Genesis, at the pointy end of the Bible, the biggest thing that our soul will want to do is say, did God really say that? That's the first kind of response that we hear up against what God had said. Did God really say that? Now, I think personally that if God would have said to Adam, you can do whatever you want, but don't eat snakes. You have to work that one out. Okay, that's long enough. You can have anything you want, but don't eat a snake. If he'd have said that to Adam, we'd be all right. Come on, Chloe. Okay, he hasn't got it yet. Doesn't matter, I'll move on. But the point is, our soul, our natural thinking, our soulish thinking, our experiential thinking, pretty much always says, did God really say that? And actually, God did say that, but it may not be our take on what God said. So there are some languages that come out dependent on the voice that we listen to. I'm just going to mention a couple of them. Exaggeration, you all know that word. Okay, in brackets, that's lying with a polite name. Because when we exaggerate something, we're probably taking the voice of the Lord, we're taking what God has said and we're making it 10 times bigger. Why? So that God looks good? No, usually it's so that we do. But we use the word exaggerate. Is that okay? But we don't like that word. Oh, you just told a bit of a fib. Because the voice of the Lord will only tell us truth. What is truth? It's there. All right. Sometimes we think God said, do this, but we say, do this and this. And we add our perceptions, we add our experience maybe, we add maybe some of what we bring into the room to what God has said, and we end up in a bit of a mess. You know the difference between a good idea and a God idea is O. You guys need to speed up a bit. Because the voice of the Lord is the voice of God. God does not come up with stuff that's going to make us go, oh. He's going to do stuff that makes us go, God, I'm in awe of you. Man, that was incredible. That was amazing. But he's not going to be, oh, how did I get into this? Whatever. Dear Lord, please help me out of this. Whatever. So, it might be in the room that some of us hear God in particular ways. I've mentioned the Holy Spirit, who is your primary. It's the Spirit of the Lord, the voice of God. Imagine this, the voice of God is now within your spirit. Speaking, saying stuff, revealing stuff. About God, about you maybe, about others, about your future. It's brilliant. Why would we listen to everything else? I really don't know, but we do sometimes, right? Bible says that also we can hear through other people. Amazing. How many of you know that sometimes when you hear something, it's not God? Sometimes when we as Christians hear something, we just assume it is God. Okay, it's all going quiet again. How many of us never believe God speaks to us? God speaks to everybody apart from me. Have you got any of those in the room? No show of hands. See that hand? It's okay. But actually, the word again goes back. If you belong to God, you hear the voice of God. The issue is not in the shepherd speaking. Because Jesus goes on in John says, my sheep will hear my voice. Now, we've already had loads of sheepology sessions, right? The theology of sheepology, I think, is brilliant. But the bottom line is this. If you want to freak out loads of sheep, and I remember doing this when I spoke before, is you only need one sheep to freak out. And in a flock, they all freak out. That's why together as the house is Kingdom Faith. God isn't having to say 250 different things to us. He's just saying the same thing. We just need to go with it. There is a great shepherd. His name is Jesus. There are shepherds over flocks, and you know who some of them are. But actually, we don't need to be our own oracle when we're together in the house. We need to be the oracle when we're in our own house. But there's some even examples of how we can weigh and test what God is saying in that situation. I'll give you a few of those. Does the Spirit, is something going on in our heart, does it make Jesus bigger or smaller? Does it reinforce that he's the boss, or does it reinforce that we're the boss? Or does it reinforce that the issue is the boss? Some of those can help us. Does the when we're talking, when we're having a conversation with somebody, who is it we're going to have a conversation with? Well, the word's kind of clear. If we hear something from God, it's not sure. Parents, if you've got kids that are Christians, they know God, they hear the God. Sometimes you just need to be there for them. What's God saying to you? What did you hear? Were you praying this morning? What did I say? Sometimes our pastor. Well, check that one out. You might not, I don't know, but actually pastors do hear from God. Even this one. It might be that it's somebody, it's our husband. In my context, if you're married, that would be true with you. Maybe we just need to relate with another Christian friend. But one of the worst conversations I've ever had, I've been on both ends of this, I've both brought this into the room but also heard it, If somebody comes up and says, well, I feel that this is what God is saying. Well, that might just be cheese. That might just be because you want something dodgy last night. That might just be because you don't like me. So my answer to that is, okay, you feel that, but what did God say? Because God's voice isn't a feeling. It never changes, doesn't alter. It's always relevant and it's always right. But it's not a feeling, it's a knowing. And I don't know, maybe you've said this, I know I've used to say this, is that you know inside of here, the witness, the affirming voice of your spirit says, yes, that's it. But what's it saying, that's it too? The word of the Lord. We don't have to walk around with spiritual indigestion. If we do, we'll feel one thing on Thursday, we'll feel the opposite on Friday. We'll feel something else on Saturday. We'll feel the reverse on Monday, because the voice of the Lord has got no feeling in it. It's the will, it's the thinking, it's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God. And over this house, and if you're in the room, this is true for you, whether you're saved, whether you know Jesus personally or not, this is true for you. The Spirit of the Lord says, I'm going to use you this year to change people's lives. The Spirit of the Lord is saying to us, you're going to multiply, you're going to spread out. You're going to see an increase of my power. Whether you know Jesus now or not, this word is for you. Because you're very close to people who do belong to God and do hear from God. It might be that in your world, your voices are saying totally the opposite. Well, I don't even know God. Well, you can know him this morning. You can give your life to Jesus in the next 10 minutes if you want to. You'll do what you want to depending on which voice you listen to. Because you might have voices saying, oh, this is Christianity, so it's not for you. Well, Jesus was for you. He died for you. Oh, well, this is something that happened years ago. Yeah, and they're happening. Set off a chain of reaction across time and space, which is still happening now. No, well, I don't know whether I can do it. Brilliant, you don't have to. You just got to give your life to Jesus, and he'll give you his life in exchange. Well, I don't know whether I can be like them. You don't have to be like them. You have to be like him. Well, I live too far away. Yeah, but God's closer to you than where you live right now. Maybe some of you are sat in a room and already you've had a conversation and it's just, you're feeling miserable. You want to blame somebody. Maybe the dialogue, the conversation, maybe you just spent the last week just battling, trying to win. And maybe you're living under a voice of if, just give up. Just let go. Maybe some of you are sitting there thinking, well, actually, I'm too mature to hear this. But your life's a mess. The great thing about the voice of God is it deals with our current and brings us into God's current. There's a maturing all the way through the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. We are exalted. What does God say? What's God saying? Meditate, dwell on it. Do you know that you remember 100% of what you memorize? Sorry if that was a bit profound for you. Because sometimes we get into the word like we hear the word of God. It's now and again. No, let's get into the word a little bit more. Can I suggest maybe some of you need to go to Ryman's or Wilco's or anybody else we can advertise and get any money for it on the tape. Brilliant. Is you just need to go and get yourself a little pen and a pad and start writing stuff down that you hear the voice saying. Why? Well, I can remember kids being born, I can remember grandchildren being born, and I can remember a tremendous principle that God uses. Is that in a room of say, 20 babies, they're all crying, but the mum knows the voice of their own. That's right, isn't it? Yeah. Because God's the same. He wants you to know the voice. He wants you to know it. And sometimes we've got to train and silence and quiet some of these other things that are trying to lead our lives that are not the Holy Spirit. And to do that, we just need to, okay, discern. What does God's voice sound like? Now, it's not going to be, this is the voice of the Mistrons. It's not going to be like that for most of us. If you are, we'll have a chat later, because that's never happened with me. Little chat, short one. But there's all kinds of ways in which God makes sure we hear. But I just felt as I was kind of preparing for this, and, you know, when Pastor Clive asked me to do this, immediately on the inside, I went, help. I'm just being true. I went, help. You know, I have nothing to say. And I don't feel as if I've said a lot. But all I'm doing is telling you what I'm hearing. So I've got a load of stuff here, but I've only looked at two verses. Now, you might think, oh, well, that's great for you. Then when Pastor Clive first... I'll tell you a little story, just take 2 minutes, and then we need to see God do some stuff. When Pastor Clive first invited me, a voice in my side of my head said, you don't know what you're talking about. Who said that's true? Have we got anything to throw? No, so I love Rachel Larkin, that was, for those of you listening on the tape. And she lives in Horsham. I know where she lives. It's all right. But actually, what she just said is true. And it doesn't make a jot of difference. Unless I'm going to do what it tells me to do. And that's part of the journey. The next voice was, there are other people that could do a better job. And that's also true. The next voice was, I'm not going to tell you what the next one was, but the one after that. was, you need to do some study on it. The voice after that was, you just need to do it. Now, I spent some time in the Word to find out what I'm saying is in the Word, because if it isn't, then I'm telling you a load of lies. And I'm not telling you a load of lies. All I know is this, the voice of the Lord is for all of humanity. But to tune into it, to receive it, you must give your life to Jesus. You must. It's no good having your family Bible on your bookshelf and saying, I'm all right, Jack. Jack is not God's name. God is God's name. It's not the first thing. If you're living your life, you might have only lived a short life so far, you might have lived a really long one so far, and maybe you just live as a product of the voices that you listen to the most. You're here, there, and everywhere. Stuff is up, stuff is down, stuff is sideways, stuff is whatever. Let me tell you, the voice of the Lord is your stabilizing force. He is your victory force. He is your compass force. He is your pattern. He's your leader. He speaks really, really simple, so even people like me can hear him. But we've got to belong to him to hear him. Now, he's going to speak through circumstances. He's going to speak through others. But actually, he wants to come and live in you and speak in you. In Acts 2, it says that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they all spoke. Why? Because the God of the outside wants to come and be the God of the inside. So that we don't get followed by the voices of circumstances, but the voice of the Spirit of God who lives and dwells in us. So for some of you, maybe that's what you need to do. Have the opportunity to do that. Come and give your life to Jesus. Maybe for some of you, you're living with this language of, you know, you've got this disease. Your life's going to go down there. And the voice of God is saying, actually, I'm taking you up, not down. You're going over, not under. You're alive. You're not dead. You're not a mistake waiting to happen or an accident waiting for a journey. Do you know what I'm saying? That is not the voice of God. The voice of God doesn't say that. It says things like, you're holy, you're chosen, you're set apart. I formed you for myself. Voice of the Lord is saying, I'm perfecting you. I think you're brilliant. That's what the word of the Lord says. If you're starting to hear other stuff, that's probably other stuff. And it might be for some of you, you're living under this voice of doom. I'm doomed, I'm doomed. That's Army, good program. I'm doomed. And maybe that's what comes out of your mouth. When the world goes pokey pokey, you know what comes out of you. Can I just suggest that what comes out of you is what you've listened to already? It amazes me that I go into so many Christians' homes and their fridges are saved, filled with the Holy Spirit and rejoicing always. Every fridge has got a fridge magnet, rejoicing the Lord always. You open up the door and it's lights and it's dancing. It's like Morecambe and Wise all over again. And yet in the house, they walk around like miserable sinners. Nobody here, I'm sure. Or you go into that room and say, the fridge is totally free and the fridge is not in condemnation any longer. I am Zanussi and I'm a new creation. No more in condemnation. Here in the graces stand, I just hum. I've been there. And you talk to the people around it and it's like you're talking to dead people. No, the voice of the Lord is not your personal fridge magnet. He wants to tell you how great he is. And he wants to tell you how great you are. The Holy Spirit is not your personal reminder of scriptures that you think you know but you don't. However, he will remind you of everything Jesus has said. He will remind you of everything Jesus has done. He's a great rememberer. But he won't remember you. He only remembers God. He won't remind you of rubbish. He won't stir up past. He'll remind you of the now and the future. You understand that? Let's all stand up, shall we? As I was again praying for this, and I kind of had my little conversation in my head, I just resolved to say, okay, Holy Spirit, just speak. Because it's not my responsibility for what you hear, but it is my responsibility to tell you what I hear. So I don't know what you've heard in the last 30, 40 minutes. You might have just locked into the jokes, right? As long as you've got the truth that's around them. Maybe you've locked into some of the more ouchy things. Great. In which case, you just need to respond to those. Maybe for some of you, you've just realised, wait a minute, I listen to all these kinds of voices, but actually the word of the Lord is not the first one. And maybe it should be. Maybe for some of you, you've become what you've listened to. Maybe sometimes you're just not very positive. Maybe for sometimes you're just a bit fed up most of the time. Well, if we feed on the right stuff, we live in the right kind of way for God. Is that all right? So let's just close our eyes across the room. It does all go dark, but that's normal. Don't worry. Going dark's all right. But firstly, I just felt that there might be one or two here. Maybe you've just come with a friend. Maybe you've just turned up on Sunday. Maybe you just thought you'd come to church on Sunday because you haven't been for a long time, or maybe you haven't been before. However you've got here, you're here. And I just trust that right now, just in these last 10 or 15 minutes, you've heard maybe something that you haven't heard before, which is actually God wants to live through you. And there's an offer right now. It's not just now, of course. It's across time and space, as I've mentioned. But God is offering you right now an exchange. If you give your life to Jesus and make him Lord, which means you make him number one, you stop living for yourself and you start living for him instead. As if you give your life to Jesus right now, okay, your world might not change immediately, but the voice that you listen to will. Your world might still be the world that it is, but as you follow the voice of God, as you follow the sound of God's voice speaking in us, he will change your world. Time and time and time again, across centuries, God has been doing this with thousands and millions of people. Because he says, if you belong to me, you'll hear me. If you don't, you can't. And I just want to give you the opportunity. It's only going to be a couple of moments for you just to respond in some kind of ways that, yeah, okay, I've just come to church for all kinds of reasons, but I never realized I could have God's voice. I could have God living inside of me, and I want to do that. If you want to get to know God a little bit more, if you want to get to know Jesus, who God sent to give us opportunity to know him, if you want to just know God through Jesus, through a relationship with Jesus, then I'm just going to ask you in a moment just to very quickly put your hand up so I can see it. because not because I want to see you or your hand, I just want to pray with you. And then some of the guys after service will have a conversation with you and explain how you can get to know Jesus more and more and more. Is that okay? So if you're in the room, however you've got here, and you just want to know a little bit more about Jesus, now's your time, just to let me know. I'm not going to dwell on this too long. You can just go like that and down again. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Just another few seconds, because you might not feel comfortable to do that now, but you might prefer to come and chat with people afterwards. That's fine. Please make yourself known to our Connect team. You can find out who they are. They've got badges on with Connect team. And some of them have even got their pictures of their faces on them. Don't let their faces scare you. They're great people. But my friend, Father, I just want to pray for you. Father, I thank you for this dear brother at the front. Father, I thank you that you've been speaking to him. You've been bringing your truth into his life. Father, I thank you for this time as he makes life-changing decisions. That you take his life, you change it, you transform it, and you give your life in exchange. Father, I thank you that you're speaking to him right now about his future, about his destiny, and about his lifestyle. Father, I thank you that you continue to do that for the rest of this day. You hook him up. You hook him up with the presence of Jesus. Thank you. We praise you. It may be, just going to take just 3 minutes to do this, okay? It may be that you're just aware that, okay, you've been listening to all kinds of voices in your head. Now, forget how they got there. It can be 1,000 reasons. All I'm saying is, if you submit your life afresh to God, he will retune the signal. He'll cut through all of the stuff that we filter his voice through so that you can hear it, so it's clear and it's fresh. It may be that there's a few. I think there's a few in the room. Maybe you've just had some recent medical stuff, some prognosis. Maybe in the workplace as well, I felt the Lord say to me this morning, some of you just had kind of really heated conversations with people and certain things have been said or implied and it's become a voice in your head. God is saying, no, I know. I just want you to stay tuned into my voice. I'm trying to tell you, or your own mind is trying to tell you, but my voice. So again, with every eye closed, if that is you, and I don't think there's many, but if that is you, I'd love you to come up the front as quickly as you can, and we'd love just to pray with you. Is that okay? So whether it's in your own personal world or in your workplace or in your home, and you're just fighting with all this stuff in your head, and somehow in it you just can't hear God's voice again, I'd love you to come up the front. That's it. Just give us some time. We have some people responding. Bless you. There are some blokes that this is not just a lady thing. It's a person thing, right? There you go. So come on. Just come on. Be bold. God wants to set us free. God wants to restore the purity of his voice in our heart. Nobody's done anything wrong. Nobody's done anything stupid. It's just sometimes we listen to stuff. God just wants to help us listen to the right stuff. Is that all right? Just another 10 seconds. There's a few more to come. If we could have maybe some of the Connect team people out here, if you're a life group leader in leadership in the house, please come and join these guys. And it's very, very simple. I don't want you to lay hands on them at this moment in time. I'm just going to ask them to respond. But we're all going to respond together. Is that okay? We're all going to respond together. Is that okay? Yeah. So whether you're at the front or whether you're at the back, let's just lift our hands. And right now what we're saying is Jesus, we recognize that maybe we've listened to too many voices, too many sounds, too many thoughts, feelings and emotions. And right now in the name of Jesus, over every life that has a hand raised, I silence right now in Jesus' name every lie. Every intimidatory voice, every fashion voice, I silence you right now. Every voice pertaining to size, shape, image, I silence those voices right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you that your word, your voice is true. It's real. It's pure. It's loving. It's kind. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I release these people into a new encounter of your truth and of your voice. Speak to them right now by your Holy Spirit. Speak to them right now through your word, O God, that they would know the truth and the truth would set them free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.